The state board has published its list showing critical teacher shortages in public schools. English and reading, math and science, and technical education all make the list. And shortages of teachers in English for speakers of other languages and exceptional student education are a concern. Escambia County Superintendent Malcolm Thomas spoke to the board about a problem he says is felt in every Florida school district.
There's just not enough teachers on the bench. And the bench we have is not deep enough to meet our needs. Our colleges of education, their enrollment continue to decrease, where our demand for teachers because of retirement and attrition is increasing.
Andy Tuck, the state board's vice chair, says differentiated pay might be one way to lure teachers for subjects with the greatest need. Board Chair Marva Johnson says DOE's new leadership may entertain the idea.
I think that's a fair ask as well. I know during the education transition team meetings, one of the topics that was received a great deal of input in debate was teacher compensation. So it may be that as we enter our new administrative leaders with our new commissioner, there's an opportunity for us to take another look at those numbers and look where, make sure that our resources and priorities are aligned with the leadership's objectives here.
Wednesday's meeting was the first with Commissioner Richard Corcoran, former Republican House Speaker, at the helm. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.